Müslüman vaiz Şeyh Yusuf Estes, Sayın Adnan Oktar'ı ve eserlerini anlatıyor.
I have to tell you that the very first time I encountered the works of Harun Yahya, it was by a strange coincidence. A very strange thing had happened. Someone had given me this book that had the head or skeleton, a skull, on this book. And I thought, this is a strange looking book. And I opened it and I began to read and I thought, oh my gosh, this is finally what we're getting, high class quality material for dawah. Something I've been dreaming about ever since I made shahada. When I entered Islam, we didn't have such a thing. And then, when I saw this book, I said, I have got to take this book with me to Columbus, Ohio, because I'm going for a speech today, and I'll take this book. Oh, and it's on my subject, which is about evolution versus creation. Oh, this is fantastic. Then I packed my bags, I got in the plane, I flew. Then when I landed, I remembered, oh, I forgot the book. I wanted that book because I didn't finish reading it, and there were so many references in it, it would have been just perfect. And I was still mumbling in my head, thinking, why you forgot it? What's the matter with you? And I met a young gentleman who became a very lifelong friend of mine. And that day I met him, and we got into his car. He said, do you like to put your suitcase in the back of my car? I said, yeah. He opened the back of his car. I said, what's this box? Looks like books. He said, yes, these are very good books. We just got these books to give to the people. Do you mind? I said, I don't know. What is it? He said, open. What do you think? The same books that I left. Well, that is, can you believe it? I couldn't believe it. I almost cried. And I grabbed him. I was hugging him. He said, what is it? I said, this is the book. I was telling you I forgot a book. This is the book. Oh, my God. And we had so many of them, we could give them out to the attendees. We had two atheists at that conference. Mm-hmm. When we started, two atheists, mm-hmm. both of them accepted Islam at the end of the conference. But after we presented the material in that book, the book of the one with the skull on it, which was strange to me at that time because I never saw anybody make a book looks like this. Yes. But when you look at it, you think about there's the myth of Darwinism, this myth of evolution and the facts of creation. Yes. And that is one of the slogans that comes along with the material I found on the same website. And I heard, who is Harun Yahya? Harun, and it kind of caught me because Harun is the supporter of Musa, alayhi salam. Yes. And Yahya, John the Baptist, he's the supporter of Isa. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this is strange for somebody to be named Harun, Yahya. Then I came to find out this is a nom de plume. This is a pen name, yes, used by Adnan Oktar to give this impression of he wants to support. Yes. He's the supporter. Also himself of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's doing the same thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to do, carry this message to the people.